I have been a little negligent here, not doing a lot of episodes for a while, but I kind of wanted to get on here because there were two things just recently that caught my eye. One was Cody Johnson's song, The Painter, and Warner Nashville invited people to upload artwork to his website, and I love that song. I love the creativeness of a visual artist along with a musical artist like Cody and his wife, who the song was written for, and Kat Higgins, who's done a lot of writing for Kenny too, was also a writer on that song, and it's just this beautiful, wonderful song. And so I was kind of thrilled that I had an opportunity to upload one of my drawings, which was one of the silhouette drawings of a girl and a guy, and kind of represents, I think, in some ways myself and the love of my life. So it was kind of cool to see that today. I mean, it's just a little something on his website. But yeah, seriously, I do listen to the song because it is so beautiful. And I think the melding of two creative minds is just something that's really amazing. And it is something that I personally I'm dealing with. You know, when two creatives get together, it's a lot of energy. It's a lot of mania, I guess, creative mania, whether it's visual, whether it's musical, whether, you know, however the two minds go. And some of us are fortunate enough to be a little bit of both. You know, while I'm not the world's greatest musician, I probably could have been better with a lot of practice. I do have a big sense of musicality in me, and he has a big sense of visualization in him, having what he studied in college and everything he's done visually with everything, you know, just everything with his music and stuff. And the other thing is I've been trying to digest Kenny Chesney's new album, Born, and it's been out for almost a month. The tour starts this week. I think it's going to be absolutely amazing. I know so many people are just chomping at the bit, you know, to be there, to do the tailgating. I want to thank the Tampa tailgaters. I don't think I'm going to be making it, but thanks for following me, and I follow you all back, and so many of his fans, you know, some of the people have reached out to me. I it can be a little weary when it comes to Kenny, and I have good reason. You know, it's been out there for about 6.5 years that I do know him. I've done some lyric writing for him. He did allow me very early on after I met him to, when I started doing some lyric writing for him, to publicly say that I did do some writing. I sensed, you know, that there was a connection, you know, that he was mentoring me in some respects. It was on my LinkedIn, and I did change it from his name to Country Music Superstar after there was some fallout and some backlash, because there always is, you know, when you have any kind of association with any kind of celebrity. So, but I do have that true connection, and I do have a connection with him, and I have written lyrics for him, and he has made me a far better creative writer. He's made me a far better creative person. And it's frustrating because, you know, when I had that disfiguring injury that affected my left hand and arm, and it still hurts every night, it's still stiff, I cannot do visually as much as I used to. But I'm glad I can still paint and draw, and I'm glad that that painting that I was able to put up on Cody Johnson's wall just to show just how much I love the music and to represent two creatives on a wall representing a song about two creatives in a couple. You know, it just was really fantastic to do that, and to be still able to do the visual art, and to still be able to write lyrics and jot down a lyric at 3 o'clock in the morning and email it off to him and a couple other artists and fellow songwriters I know. I mean, I've sent some off to them as well. You know, the creative mania, when it strikes, it strikes. I mean, I think that's what makes creative people so unique. And it also could be kind of self-destructive too when it comes to relationships, when it comes to family members who are not creative, trying to understand you, trying to understand where you come from. Trying to understand the mania, trying to understand the drive. You know, when you sit there, you lock yourself in a room for 8-9 hours at a time, don't come up for air while you're creating. I mean, I've had periods like that. He's had periods like that. I think anybody who has that true creativeness in them does have those periods. And it can translate, you know, musically, it can translate visually, and everything in between. And you know, back to Moore, and it's a masterpiece. 4 years in the making, probably even more on a few of the songs. He probably had some of them in the works for a while. And there's just so much to digest. I have yet to fully digest it all. I have yet to fully be able to analyze it, to bring my perspective from what I know, and what I know with my connection through him and some of his thoughts. And but there is so much of him on that album. There is so much that is just amazing. And anybody who truly knows him knows the ego gets checked at the door when he goes off the stage. Knows that he is a good, humble man, and he is a man who has been through a lot. And maybe that's why we connected, because we've both been through a lot, you know. And it's just kind of amazing when you find someone of the same mind and the same creativeness. And I've not been able to do the creativeness quite as much as I wanted to, but I can still write. I can still create. I can still make up songs in my head. I can still go out with my iPhone and take photos and post my photos and God only knows I send so many. I post so many, I send so many. I mean, I'm like a wacko here, you know, with it, because I see things. I see things that people may not see, little details that people don't see. And, you know, even on the album, I picked up little details that most people wouldn't know. And I'm still trying to work through everything. And he went some places that were kind of unexpected, that were kind of, hey, I know where that came from. And I can't believe you went there, type stuff. Or I'm glad you went there. I'm glad you explained it. I'm really, really glad on wherever you are tonight that he finally was able to express some of his feelings of grief, because he's lost so many people close to him. He's had so many people that are no longer here that meant a lot to him. And I'm really glad that he posted that. And it's a very healing song in certain ways. When I had an opportunity to ask him about the album, he said it is, and these are his quotes, it is healing and it is inspiring. And it truly is healing and inspiring. And there is a lot of healing that needs to be done, and a lot of reconciliation as to a lot of things that have gone on during the time period between albums and gone on over the years. You know, when you look at personal relationships, when you look at love, and when you look at how love changes, and when you look at, you know, things don't necessarily always go as planned, but yet we're still living this life. We're still trying to move forward, and we're still breathing. And at the end of the day, to still be breathing can be really amazing when you, you know, life throws you twists and turns and upside down, and you could have a chance meeting with someone that totally, completely, 100% changes your life. And in some ways it could be good, and in some ways it could be bad, or you have to go through the bad times to get to the good times. And I think part of that is kind of, you know, where the song The Way I Love You Now goes. You know, two people that in this moment of passion ended up having to take separate paths for years, but there is still this connection, there's still this strength, there's still this love that you have, and the love kind of changes over time. So it can change from that initial love-struck, passionate, gaga phase to something that is more mature, that has endured so much, that has survived the interference, where the hearts and the souls are still so intertwined, and it cannot be separated. But yet there's a lot of things that have happened along the way, a lot of interference, a lot of people who caused issues, who wanted to cause issues, who wanted things that they couldn't have, wanted that love that they couldn't have because that love had already been given to somebody else. And that connection was already there with somebody else that was not going to be broken. But in the process of going through it, you know, you have questions and you can't always answer those questions. You can't always answer what happened, and you can't always ask the questions you need to ask, or you don't want to, you know, it's like, let's just forget the bad stuff. Let's forget the interference. Let's forget the hurt. Let's forget the pain that was caused. Let's forget the brokenness, you know, and when two broken people meet, you know, it takes on a life of its own. You have to get through that brokenness. You have to appreciate the little things in life, the love in life, the people that are truly there for you, the people that truly love you just because you're you. Not because of what you have, not because of what you can do for them, not because of money, fame, fortune, anything, but who they are as a person, who that person is. And sometimes those people are hurt, but yet, you know, they're broken, but yet you are able to bring this glimmer of hope, this glimmer of life to them, to bring some sunshine into their life that they never knew existed. And even when you have times that it seems like nothing's ever going to go right, nothing's ever going to go your way, as a couple, all of a sudden it clicks. But yet certain things click, but yet something's already clicked at the beginning, because why were you connected in the first place? Why were you able to give your heart to somebody in the first place? Had there not been some kind of heavenly connection, some kind of connection of the soul, connection of the heart that you really honestly can't explain. And to me, it's a song that really brings a lot of healing and really brings a lot of gratefulness, and you're grateful. But you do have to reconcile some things. You have to reconcile some stuff that happened, some stuff that was not that really made life difficult. People who were against you, people who fought you, people who said, you know, this is not real, this is not true, you know, you cannot have this, you cannot, you know, or they wanted something they couldn't have. And yet these two people, these two characters in the song, they're grateful for each other and they're healing, and they were broken at the beginning. They were broken in the middle. They had time periods where I didn't think they were going to make it, didn't think the relationship was going to make it, didn't think anything was going to ever work their way. And they had to fight demons. They had to fight disbelievers. They had to fight circumstances that were beyond their control. And they had to find that inner strength within each of themselves, but also as a couple. And love matures, love changes over time, and you're grateful for what you have. And you may go through periods of hurt, you know, the line, if I knew how much it would hurt me, I'd still fall in love with you. Because if you've ever been in one of those circumstances where you have someone who just truly is a part of you, truly captures you, truly is someone that you know that you're meant for the rest of your life, you can go through that hurt. You can be hurt. But you have to reconcile it, and you have to move forward, and you have to keep stepping into the future, and you have to come to grips with the fact that things did happen. Things that were not so great didn't happen, but yet there's something beautiful, beautiful in this relationship, beautiful in this connection that brings you hope, that brings a smile to your face, that when you think about it, oh my God, I'm so grateful I went through it. So grateful that I had this opportunity in my life to find someone that I have truly connected with, you know. And I'm still, as I said, I'm still going through stuff, you know. Take Her Home has so many meanings, so many layers in there. It's a beautiful tapestry of life cycles and things we go through, and wanting to take that person that you love so much with your life home, and to your home, and to build that life
that you have wanted, and you know, the anticipation of being together and loving each other for the first time, and you know, and then, you know, like a little baby coming, you know. I mean, it's just such a gorgeous song. And then, you know, we get a little raunchy with Guilty Pleasure. I mean, I'm still trying. And you know, I mean, that's something else. I absolutely love that beat to that song. And but I got to tell you, probably my favorite song on there, musically is Come Here, Go Away. Cause I just think, it's the strongest in terms of getting into your head. It's the strongest in terms of just being just such a well-made, built song that, you know, it ups into the guitar crescendo, and it's just like, it just builds, and it just really is there. You know, I haven't really sat there, analyzed the meaning of it, because I'm just enjoying the song. And so many of these songs I'm enjoying, like Top Down. I mean, it's empowerment of a woman, living her life the way she wants, you know, take it fast, take it slow, anything she wants. I mean, there's so much in there. And I think Born, I need to listen to Born a little bit more, but I think it's like going to be a great one to start the shows on the tour for. And, there's just so much on there. You know, just to say we did, oh my gosh, One Lonely Island. As I said, I'm still analyzing and I'm still figuring it out, but I don't know. I'm trying to get back into doing the podcasts again, doing it more regularly, asking people to be on, starting to work with some songwriters and stuff again. You know, I've had to go through a long healing process between the accident, between everything that happened, between having a connection with someone who was broken. Maybe that's why I relate to that song so well. And having been broken myself, and just coming to reconcile everything happens for a reason. And because it happens for a reason, sometimes we have to dig in and find strength we never knew we had. And sometimes we have to be patient and find a patience that you never had. And it's just something I've been thinking about, been wanting to do. And I really thank everyone who has believed in me along the way, has believed that I do have this friendship, this connection with him, because I'm not obsessed with him. Maybe it's the opposite way. I don't know. I'm not obsessed with him, but I think the music really speaks to us. I think the experience really speaks to us. I think the man himself really speaks to us when he becomes human for us. I think so many people put him up onto this godlike pedestal, and he's just a man. He's just a man who gets up in the morning, puts his pants on just like everybody else. He's just a man who has his own insecurities, has his own faults. I would say stubbornness is probably the biggest one of his. Who is very much his own person, but yet, you know, there is also this sweetness, this kindness. And I think that he has started to humanize himself again. I think that for a while it was like Party Hardy, Island Kenny, mystery. And I am so happy to see him show a side of him that some of us who know him see on a daily basis with him, or on, you know, just know that that's there with him. And I think that there is so much emphasis on worship of celebrities. And I have a real problem with that, because celebrities are just people. They're people doing a job. And sometimes their job is one of the hardest jobs, because they have these obligations and they have these things that they must fulfill. And sometimes it goes against everything that they want, every fiber in their bone to get up and to do something that they have been told to do by management, or they have been told to do by the record label, or they have been told to do by their media company. You know, it's a tough job. And for anybody to know celebrities, you know, they do need a certain privateness. They need to be able to live their private lives, and they need to be able to love who they love and be who they are. And, you know, I just want people to understand he's human. He's human. And those of us who know him as a human being recognize that. But we also really love the fun side. We really love the shows. We really love the music. We really love what is No Shoes Nation. We really love the people that come out and support him and buy the music and find pieces of themselves in these songs and find pieces of themselves in the music and just sit back and enjoy and live life and love and be there. So that is just kind of where I am. I'm probably going to be analyzing this a little bit more, thinking it through, but I really needed to say something about creatives tonight, because you know, the creative juices just need to flow. And thank you all for all the support, and I'm hoping to bring some guests on here soon. I'm hoping to further analyze some stuff. I think that the anger that had been built up and pent up for several years is now subsiding. It's a healing phase. We are entering a healing phase, and we are grateful for what we are and grateful for each other. So I hope that you take that from this, and thank you so much for listening.